brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. With onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more, XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at AirVenture booth 3037-3039 or visit xmwxweather.com. And by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh 2012. We're with Dale Klapmeyer, CEO of Cirrus Aircraft. Dale, it's been a year since the big cash infusion and the new owners from China. What's changed in a year? What's the world look like to Dale Klapmeyer a year after this happened?
So 1 year later, what has changed is the outlook. Where can we go today compared to where we were a year ago? It is far more exciting. We have far new, better opportunities than we did a year ago. And that's what's changed. It's changed our outlook. It's changed our outlook on the industry, our capabilities. It has been an extremely exciting year for us.
Well, Cirrus has always been kind of a trendsetter, and there's been a lot of Chinese involvement in the market, in the North American market, in the last year. What's your comment on this sudden influx of real capital into the aviation market? How's it going to help?
Well, the industry needs more capital, and certainly after these last 4 years, it's been very tough market. The Chinese have certainly a different philosophy on investment and, more importantly, on a time frame. In the United States, it is very difficult to raise capital for a long-term investment, and particularly in this economy, it's very difficult to raise a lot of money for a, and still always a risky venture, that is years away. The culture in China is, 3.5 years to develop an airplane or for us to complete the development of the jet is not a long time. That is not a long-term investment in their mind. And that's why we're seeing investment from overseas coming into this industry, into the U.S. This is where the market is. This is still the biggest market in the world. 50% of the entire world market is this country. And the investment outlook from the Chinese culture is very different than it is from the U.S.
Do you see any rebound from the American investment community to respond to what is essentially a challenge from China to invest in this country?
I'm not seeing any evidence of that at this point. I would like to. I would hope to. But it really is a philosophy, I think, in this country. We have gotten a short-term view on things. And, our investment for the past decade or more has been an overseas investment. Majority owner in the past was still overseas owners. And so this isn't a new thing, but it's we're seeing the shift to China because they have now a consumerism-based economy there. They see how GA is going to be so important in their own economy that they want to learn about it. They want to be involved in general aviation. It will become extremely important to the Chinese economy, like it is here in the U.S. And because they have a longer-term investment plan or a philosophy, that's why we're seeing the investment coming from overseas here into the U.S. And we see it with now Beech Raytheon, or Hawker Beech, I should say. The Chinese culture seems to fit the investment realities needed in aviation.
What have been some of the eye-opening moments for the people from Kaiga that have moved to Duluth? What have they learned? What's the most important lesson they've learned?
That's an interesting question. I think what they have learned is that, you know, aviation is extremely important part of our economic engine in this country, and they see that is going to be as important to their economic engine in China in the future. And they're also seeing that it's a hard business. You know, it isn't easy. It's not easy to develop airplanes. It's not easy to, you know, the whole market. It's not an easy market. There's a lot of complexity in this, but the rewards clearly outweigh the complexities and the risks.
Okay, well, we have to talk about the jet. The prototype is here. You flew it in. How much is it flying, and what's the next milestone? Is there anything being built?
Yeah, it's flying quite a bit. You know, we've got well over 600 flights on the airplane. Pushing 600 hours on the airplane. We've completed a lot of the real testing information that we need from the first prototype. But the first airplane is a non-conforming airplane. And in order, with a composite airplane, you really build the airplane from the outside in. So you need the tools to build the airplane. To build a conforming airplane, they've got to come out of production intent tooling. So we have now started building the production tooling for the airplane. And, you know, we have to finish the design on some of the parts to build the tooling. We got to get all the tooling packages done and get the airplane built. So the real milestone in any certification process is flying the conforming prototype. And that'll be our next milestone. It's about an 18-month process to build the tooling and the airplane and get the airplane, the conforming airplane, into the air. That is the setting. That's what sets our timeline, getting that airplane going.
So you're hoping for conforming by sometime in 2013?
You know, the schedule is right around the end of 13, the start of 14, to get the conforming airplane flying.
What has the renewed investment and the resumption of work done to the order book? Has there been more interest in the jet?
Well, there clearly has been more interest. The order book has filled very nicely. It's really exciting. And more importantly than filling the order book, it's the excitement from our depositors, our owners, and inside our four walls. I mean, the last several years, we have gone through a period of trying to complete the jet on a process where we were clearly greatly underfunded. We went through a period of just playing, how do we survive? You know, how do we keep the jet alive? How do we keep working on it when we were so clearly underfunded at the time? And now in the past year, to have the energy of not just the funding, but our new owners' enthusiasm for this industry. I mean, this is not just a group that came in and said, here's an investment, tell me when my payback is. This is a group that came in and said, here's an investment because we have the same goals and ideas and plans that you do. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh 2012. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by ForeFlight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit ForeFlight.com to learn more about ForeFlight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, ForeFlight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headsets. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1.